Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast. This episode is called A Message to Philadelphia. So let's get into it. Philadelphia, I'm here to talk to you on this episode of Raw Talk with Ike Raw. The state of Philadelphia right now is in dismay. The state of Philadelphia politics is in dismay right now. There's a lot going on in the city of Philadelphia right now. There's a 20-year-old young man by the name of Michael White, who's currently incarcerated in CFCF, which we all know is the current Farm Hole Correctional Facility on State Road. Michael White is a 20-year-old black man who was delivering food on his bicycle. He encountered three men at the intersection of 17th and Chancellor in Philadelphia. One of these men shouted at Michael White. One of these men allegedly spat on Michael White. One of these men allegedly tackled Michael White to the ground. This man who jumped out of the car had two other friends with him, so we're talking three intoxicated white men. Michael White defended himself. One of the men ended up dead. Michael White is currently sitting in prison, held without bail. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, led by Larry Krasner, has a video of the incident, which has not been made to the public. The DA's office said watching that video warranted murder charges against 20-year-old Michael White. So, as Michael White sits in prison right now, held without bail, I'm asking the city of Philadelphia, where is the outcry for Michael White to be released from prison? Where is the outcry for Michael White to be downgraded to a charge of less than murder? Where's the outrage? Where's the pouring out of emotion? Where's the sympathy from the rest of the residents of Philadelphia, from the citizens of Philadelphia, who all stood with Meek Mill? Where's the outcry? Where's the emotion? This is a 20-year-old man we're talking about who was in college. This is what we're talking about here. We have a politician by the name of Kenyatta Johnson, 2nd District Councilman Kenyatta Johnson. The white man who was tragically killed in this incident was a friend of Kenyatta Johnson since 2011. Mr. Johnson has spoke proudly of the deceased. Mr. Johnson sponsored a candlelight vigil for the deceased. The deceased has a criminal record. We're not here to, bash the deceased or anything like that. My thing is this. You have a 20-year-old black man who's in prison. Where are the politicians who's going to speak up for 20-year-old Michael White? Where are you? Yes, we understand city council is in break right now. It's summer recess. We understand that. You still have voices. You still can call the media anytime you want. You still can speak up for Mr. Michael White. No one has spoken up for Mr. Michael White. Just like a year ago right now, I'll take it back to no one speaking up for David Jones, who was brutally murdered on June 8th, 2017 by a racist cop by the name of Ryan Powell, now formerly with the 15th Police District of Philadelphia. David Jones was murdered going to sell a dirt bike. It's so ironic that Mr. Michael White was on his bike making a delivery. Where is the leadership in Philadelphia? Where is the leadership from our clergy in Philadelphia? Where's the leadership from our Islamic faith in Philadelphia? Where's the leadership from our politicians in Philadelphia? Where's the leadership from our community leaders? Where's the leadership from our activists in Philadelphia? This is Raw Talk with Ike Raw. I'm talking to Philadelphia right now. This episode is called A Message to Philadelphia. My message to Philadelphia is this. If you keep falling for the same BS from these politicians, you're going to get what you've been getting. Put yourself in the shoes of the family of Michael White. Put yourself in the shoes of the family of David Jones. Put yourself in the shoes of the family of Brandon Tate Brown. Put yourself in the shoes of any family that has a loved one who's been murdered in the streets of Philadelphia. Not by a police officer, but just by anyone in the streets of Philadelphia. Murder is unsolved. You have a 20-year-old man who's sitting in prison right now in CFCF, State Road, Michael White. Because a video that the DA office has, Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, led by Larry Krasner, they have the DA, they have the video. They said that video warranted murder charges against Michael White. There's a video circulating of Ryan Powell now viciously shooting David Jones in the back on June 8th, 2017. Why hasn't the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office arrested Ryan Powell now, charged him with murder, while they still investigate, like they allegedly said, they have a video showing Mr. Michael White stabbing the deceased. So Philadelphia, election time is coming up. We always say it. It sounds like a slogan now. So many people just like saying it. Election time's coming up and nobody really gets out and vote. Nobody really wants to get out and change anything. This is a new climate. This is a new day in Philadelphia. I'm here to tell you guys that things are going to change. You have a lot of politicians, whether city council, whether they're state representatives, you know, whatever they do. We have to understand that change can be made. They come around to the communities when it's election time. They sit on your couch. They may eat a meal with you. Smile for the cameras. Once the election is over, how many of them really come back without the cameras? Think about it. How many of them have spoke up about your loved one? Like 2nd District Councilman Kenyatta Johnson spoke about the deceased in this incident with Mr. Michael White. Just think about it, ladies and gentlemen of Philadelphia. How many times has your local councilman knocked on your door, any local official knocked on your door after your son, daughter, husband, wife, mother, cousin was savagely murdered in the streets of Philadelphia and offered their condolences to you? I'll give you a second to think about it. Okay. Philadelphia, you have to make a change. Once again, this is Raw Talk with Ike Raw. I am telling you guys, change is needed in this city. It can be done. If you have to rent vans for people to get out and vote to change what's going on, then that's what has to be done. Now, many of you might say, well, Ike Raw, who are we going to replace these people with? Trust me, there are qualified candidates which will be coming up to replace these people. There are qualified people who want to do the right thing, but you have to believe in them. You know, just because you don't see them on the TV smiling all the time, taking pictures, just because you don't hear of these people throwing you barbecues in your neighborhood and you don't see them coming around, you know, giving out free basketballs and stuff like that. These are people who will still come into your community once the election night is over. Once they're in office, they will still come into your community, roll their sleeves up, sit down with you, eat a meal with you, ask you what's going on with your family, try to get your son out of prison, raise money for your family if you have a fire, tragically, you know, you lose your home. These are people that still want to fight for you in your community because they've been struggling for years to get into these offices, but they've been shunned. They've been denied because of friendships, because of politics, because of relationships in Philadelphia. So Ike Raw is here to tell you guys, enough is enough. Change has to come. We're going to start in 2019. We have some qualified individuals coming up. I'm not telling you who to pick. Make your own decision. But I'm telling you right now, as we can see, what we have now is not working. So we need change. So when these qualified candidates come up, you guys can make your own decision what needs to be done. But in the meantime, on July 31st at 5 p.m., we need everyone to come out to 17th for Chancellor. We are having a rally for Michael White. He's scheduled to appear in court on the Criminal Justice Center, 1301 Filbert Street, courtroom 306, on Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. So we need everyone to come up to the courtroom. We need everyone to come to the rally. The family is, you know, going through some things right now, and this is a tragic situation on both sides. You know, you have someone who's lost, you know, a family who's lost a loved one, and you also have a family who has lost a loved one since that happened. You know, they're not able to physically touch Mr. Michael White. You know what I mean? They can't physically go up there and hug him and, you know, do what they need to do, but it has to be real, you know, depressing, real sad for the family right now. So Philadelphia, we all need to rise up and come together. Let's stop just posting stuff on social media saying we care. Let's stop just, you know, with the nonsense. You know, whatever organization you represent, whoever you with, if you are, you know, someone who cares about social justice, someone who cares about, you know, injustices, someone who cares about prison reform, justice reform, racial equality, racial injustices, this is the time in Philadelphia for you to step up and make your voice be heard. This is the time, okay? Many of you dropped the ball on with Brandon Tate Brown. Many of you dropped the ball with David Jones. So let's not drop the ball with Michael White. So once again, we need you to come out July 31st, 5 p.m., 17th Chancellor. Change needs to be made, Philadelphia. This has been Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Until next time.